Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Love Kelly Clarkson. Happy Friday, you guys. So exciting. By the time I'm done talking this half hour, the sun's going to be up. It's going to be amazing. It is pitch black out right now. But that's about to change. It's how days work. I don't know if you guys are, you know, the sun.
Well, the time is also changing in, where is that?
The next weekend.
It's next weekend. Not this one, next one.
Right. Although I will say right now, for those of you just joining, I basically black out all light that comes into my room. And these days when I go to bed at 6:30, I don't have to do it anymore.
Ah.
And next 2 weeks from now, I really won't have to.
Right.
It's such a nice feeling. Just like, don't have to put the towel under the crack in the door.
This is my favorite time of year. You got the right light, and it's also not hotter than a huckabuck.
And you still get really, I mean, hello, California. We get some really great days mixed in there. This week has been freaking beautiful.
Yep.
Incredible. Why are you looking at me like that, Maddie? Oh, is it because I haven't done the Disney thing?
What are you doing? Okay. Hurry up.
Sorry, I know. Well, look at us with the producer. We started a little bit early, so I had to stall, but then we got kind of going on the whole, it's dark now.
We're right on time, lady. Yeah.
Okay,
doing
perfect.
Good.
Holidays at Disneyland. This hour's code word is experience. EXPERIENCE. Take the word experience and text it to our contest line 20357. And you'll have a chance to win a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you're going to get yourself in the running for the grand prize vacation for four. 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, round trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a 2-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is experience. Like, experience yourself some Disney already. Okay, remember last break when I did all just like happy, fun, kind of like uplifting, smiley stories?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this time it's less of that. I'm going to do as much as I've got now on the Jamie Foxx, Diddy, and then hopefully I'll get through that and we'll move on to some lighter stuff.
You know what? I understand what you're saying. It does seem heavy, but it's riveting.
If I wasn't so darkly fascinated by what in the F is going on here, I wouldn't even do this story, because it's just, this is not, that Diddy story gets worse every time. And here's another, we were just talking about how the internet has kind of ruined everything. Like, I don't want the details on somebody's horrible sexual assault. And TMZ is like, here's pictures, here's the whole story, here's a play-by-play, here's what we got out of the... It's just unbelievable. I just don't need that. So I keep it a little lighter. But know that I read it for you. We're going to start with Jamie Foxx. In 2023, he was hospitalized. He was working on set on some picture, and something happened to him. They've never come right out and said what happened. I think most of us assumed a stroke of some kind, because it did seem like, first of all, he was gone for a really long time. There wasn't even like video of him talking. And I think that talking had become a problem. So we all talked a lot about that and we're very concerned about it. So what does that have to do with Diddy? People who attended this 3-night taping of Jamie's upcoming Netflix special, it's called What Had Happened Was, earlier this month, are saying that he's blaming Diddy for his emergency. Now, I have a theory on this, because when they filmed these specials, and they did do this over a few nights in a row, you know, they all were in the same clothes and, you know, they're delivering all the same jokes. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you don't want a story to get out before the special, that over the course of those 3 days, you do tell the whole story. But each audience gets a small part of it. And possibly you put the same sweater and pants outfit on and you go back without an audience and you give some of the darkest details.
Oh, I would think, and I don't know anything about this, so I'm just guessing, I would think they'd just make people who come sign non-disclosures and threaten to sue them to smithereens.
Yeah.
Because that, what you're talking about is impossible. Well, I mean, not impossible, but really
difficult,
hard.
Yes.
Like, I mean, if you're talking about a true experience in your life and you're trying to lay yourself bare in right. front of an audience to be that calculated, like I'm only giving you this much and then tomorrow I'll give you. Certainly,
but everybody who's seen the show has a different sort of take on this and, okay. and quotes these different things. Because I agree with you. The first thing I thought was, why didn't everyone sign an NDA? And I don't even know how big. I don't know where he did this, actually. Maybe it says here where
I thought it was LA.
No, I know, but where? They're like a huge place or like a tiny little club or like it would be nice to know what the. Because, okay, you got 300 people in a comedy club. Well, that's easy. A little NDA or don't come in. No phones, obviously. I mean, there is no video out on this, so they definitely collected phones. Why couldn't they have everyone sign an NDA? But people are talking about it, so.
It was actually in Atlanta, at the Alliance Theater.
Oh, in Atlanta. Oh okay. All right, so we really don't know what caused Jamie Foxx's mysterious hospitalization, but the angle is did he did it. Here are what some people have to say. People who attended the 3-night taping of Jamie's upcoming Netflix special, What Had Happened Was, say he blamed Diddy for the health emergency. One witness says Diddy did something to Jamie that caused his hospitalization and that Jamie is the one who called the FBI on him. This guy is saying, I don't think he was joking. Another of these alleged attendees says Jamie told the crowd that Diddy poisoned him. However, a third person claims that while Jamie told a bunch of Diddy jokes, he didn't blame Diddy for any health issues. According to this witness, Jamie Foxx said on stage, people keep asking me if Diddy was responsible. He was not responsible. If he was, I would be dead. Mm. I don't have any word on when this special is actually airing. I had heard earlier next year, but I don't have a specific date. They can't hold it too long. But isn't it weird that all three different people have a different take on this? And by the way, no names on any of those. So maybe they did sign some kind of non-disclosure and TMZ was able to track a couple of people down that they know went.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. It does sound like Diddy we've watched this publicly as doesn't he call his record company Bad Boy?
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of the gangster stuff maybe just becomes self-fulfilling prophecy. Like on one hand, it's entertainment, right? And you think, but then as you're continuing to make mountains of money and your behavior continues to be rewarded for, hey, this guy didn't come down till he was seen on video kicking the crap out of some lady.
Right.
That's when it finally got real for people and they went, oh, he is a villain.
Right. You've heard the stories, but there was until that proof of it came out.
I saw the video, and this is from that show Apprentice, where Trump is asking this lady, and I want to say she's a white lady, she's blonde, I can't think of her name, but she was on The Apprentice sitting across the table from him when how Diddy came up, I think, is because she worked with him, and he says something like, oh, I know Diddy, he's a good guy. Is he a good guy? And her response was, no comment. Who no comments that?
Right.
Like, what's easier than, yeah, he's a great guy. Except
you don't want to be on record saying, yeah, he's a great guy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. She no commented on national television and nobody's like, and then there's what, 50 Cent over there, Fitty over there going, you know, this guy.
The whole time. This guy.
It was pop singer Aubrey O'Day.
That's who it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, is what?
You can play the clip. It was like online.
She was in one of those put together girl bands, Fifth Harmony.
I don't know.
Or one of those. And I think Diddy put that band together.
Yep. But there she was being
saying no comment, buddy.
And they didn't even edit that out, which I thought. Oh, man, that
maybe
aired.
They knew something about it, too.
That aired nationally. Mm. I know him. He's a good guy. Is he a good guy?
Is he, though?
No comment.
Let's move on to a little bit more Diddy stuff. So that's the Jamie stuff. That's really all I know, too. So I don't know. Ohani Noah used to be married to Jennifer Lopez. Now,
is this the guy that was one of her dancers that she married?
I don't know.
No idea. Okay, it doesn't matter.
This was in the 90s. And by the time she dated Diddy, they had broken up. So she has been accused of attending and participating in the freak-off parties during their time as a couple. Ohani Noah, her first husband, took to social media to distance himself from any connection to the freak-off parties, but gladly claimed that J-Lo was one of multiple celebrities present at those affairs. And by the way, he published a list of everyone he says was at these parties, and it's alphabetical, and there are a lot of names on it.
Whoa.
I'm going to tell you some of these names. So in a post on Instagram, he shared this list of stars who've allegedly attended Diddy's parties, one being Lopez. He dated, Diddy dated her late 90s, early 2000s. I'm not on the list, Noah captioned this post. I don't know where he got this list from. He says, to those people and media outlets asking if I ever went to or participated in that piece of poop Diddy's freak-off parties, no and no, never. But my ex-wife, J-Lo, did. Ask her. Oh, and ask her about the sex tapes and the 734 dildos and the baby oil.
He said that?
Yep.
Where'd he say this?
On Instagram.
Well, what I found out about him, he was a waiter. That's how he met her.
Oh, honey,
they
Noah?
Locked eyes. Yeah, but he blames Diddy for their...
for their breakup.
Yeah.
Not that he was just a nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has expressed... this is Ohani Noah. In recent weeks, he's been expressing disdain for both of them, Lopez and Combs. And... That's basically it. So now let me get to this thing here. Oh, here we go. She went from Jen to being J-Lo when she got with Diddy. This big business bringing in millions. She had all these new people around her wanting to make money off of her. I would call and an assistant would say, sorry, she's not available.
Her husband.
But I'm her husband, though. The thing is. I don't know if this Instagram post is still up, but I'm looking, right? First of all, it's in Spanish. And then it's in English. I'm not on the list. To those people in media outlets asking if I ever went to or participated in the blah, 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 ask her and also ask her about the sex tapes. The 700, in case you missed it, the 734 dildos and the baby oil. I would love to. Would she like to come on for an interview? And then I get to this Diddy party guest list and it's everyone. I mean, it is, I don't know, it's easily 100 names on here and they start with the numbers. 21 Savage is on there. All the Lils are on there. Lil Jon, Lil Baby, Lil Kim, Lil Nas X, Lil Uzi, Lil Wayne, Lil Yachty. You know the one Lil who's not in there is also in the news today, and it's Lil Xan. He's only probably because he's kind of a douche.
You know, I'm not surprised because he runs a record label and is in the music business. I'm not surprised that there are musicians. It's the actors and much bigger stars that are so surprising.
And here are some of their names. Ashton Kutcher, Ben Stiller, Beyonce, Bill Cosby. Great.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm just running down. I'm still in the beast. Here we go. Charlie Sheen. Surprise. Chris Brown. Oh, another big surprise. Let's see. Clive Davis, Demi Lovato, DJ Khaled. Oh, The Rock. Who else? Hillary Clinton. I'm sure she left before the freak-off happened. That's one person I'm pretty sure was not part of the
freak-off. I do think there's a reality. You mentioned it once before that there's a certain point in the night where things take a turn.
Yes.
And most people probably went,
encouraged to depart. Right.
This is where I step out.
Yep. Let's see here.
But you couldn't have imagined that this would end the way it's ending, right? So... you know, I would think, you know, Ashton Kutcher's like, we left before anything happened. Well, except now your name's on a list.
Yes. And here's the thing. Your name's on a list and they have all the videotapes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's someone's job is go through these. Here are 50 boxes of videotapes or, I don't know, hard drives, whatever people have these days. Just go through these. Because, I mean, there's huge stars on this list. I mean, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, Magic Johnson, Megan Thee Stallion, Michael B. and regular Michael Jordan, both of them, Miley Cyrus, Missy Elliott. Oh, my God. Is that... No, it's not Prince. Prince Harry, though. God. And, I mean, clearly this list stretches way back in time because there are people on here, you know, who wouldn't be. They're just not not around anymore. Oh, there's Leo DiCaprio. That's not too surprising. Robert De Niro. Who's Saucy Santana? I know Santana, but...
I don't know that person.
Saucy Santana? Anyway, there you go. That's there's a little bit more, a few more allegations regarding Diddy and the party list. I just thought it was really funny. Oh, Honey Noah is looking to get murdered by Diddy's guys on the outside. What is he thinking?
Well,
dumb.
You can imagine. I don't know how to explain it. I remember being a boy, we're talking about a teenager. And as older guys would be talking to my girlfriend or people I liked, you just feel in over your, like, I can't win this war. I got no money. I don't got a car, or I had a car and then it was just a piece of absolute piece of garbage. Like, I'm trying to date the hottest chick in, you know, in town.
It's hard to compete.
And I'm pulling up in a B210 with a rope down. So I can imagine some of the dark feelings he must have gotten as his wife is now moving up in social circles and leaving him way behind and having handlers say, she's busy.
She's busy right now. Can I take a message for your wife?
The jealousy and the hate must be strong in that guy.
You know, one of the other things I thought of with this, because he's all like, I'm not on the list. I'm like, well, also you're not a star. So I'm not surprised that you weren't. I'm sure, because everybody on here is someone famous, or in at least in some circles. Well, and so, of course, you're not on there. You're not. You're famous for waiting on Jennifer Lopez one time and then winding up married to her.
Right, but as people try to figure this story out, they're finding anyone with a connection and hounding them. So I can see where he feels justified saying, everyone's asking me. Well, nobody even knows you. But he's being asked, and here's him setting the record straight. I wasn't involved in that. And that lady,
I don't know where he got the list from, though. But he's put that up on his.
But everybody's talking about him now, going to his Instagram. So he's probably picking up followers.
Does he have any talent? Like, what can he do with all of this? Try and get cast in something, or put an album out, or something. He's just a
hey, I'm still here. Hey,
she did have. I told you just the other day, I was looking at a picture of her or a story of her, and it had all her past boyfriends, and P. Diddy was in there, but and not a, just boyfriends, like husbands too. Mm. But, and I told you at the end of that, she looks better now than she did back then.
Yeah.
So that was what I was looking at. But she, one of the guys she married was a dancer. I didn't know this other guy who's a non-celebrity at all.
I want you to said waiter, just take a look at that. I don't know. I didn't say that. I don't know where it came from. So that's a 20 plus year old picture. That's, I don't know, late 90s J-Lo. And it's about, to me, it's about these tiny little eyebrows that she's got. Like, everyone was over plucking their eyebrows, and she just doesn't. She looks so much hotter now.
Yeah. He's the guy, by the way?
The guy. Yeah. He's adorable.
He's okay looking.
Sure, he's fine.
Kind of looks like a boxer. He's got
a big, wide, flattened nose. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there's that. Now, one of the only Lils not on the Diddy list, probably because he's a total douche. I think Lil Xan the one who ate all the Cheetos, the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and blew his stomach out or something? I think that might be the only thing I know about this guy. He's like a little, he seems like a little kid, and he's a white rapper.
Was this the guy going out with... Cyrus's sister?
I don't know.
He is famous for eating too many Cheetos and having to go to the hospital.
Yeah. He's like a...
Can you go Cheetos. Out with Noah Cyrus? See if you see that. I feel like that was in one of Sarah's stories one time.
So this is a thing that happened like 5 years ago in 2020.
The Cheetos.
No. This is a different story.
Oh.
So, but that's the guy. I was like, Lil Xan. Isn't that the idiot who ate all the Cheetos until his stomach blew up?
And he did date Noah Cyrus in 2018.
Oh, look at that! In 2018, you remembered a thing about Lil Xan from previous to the Flamin' Hot Cheetos incident.
I know I'm not always looking right at you, but I listen to you.
Look at that.
Yeah.
The sky is looking lavender.
Pink and very pretty.
Yeah. Rapper Lil Xan.
Yeah.
It actually says here in the story. Anyone remember him? Vinny.
Biggest fan over here.
Oh, jeez. Well, I love him. Oh, yeah.
Not the one guy with the Cheetos. All right. So he is going to pay $28,000 for pulling a gun on a guy during an argument about Tupac. Yeah. They're at a gas station, And he's riding around in his, I don't know, one of those big black SUVs or whatever. I will say this. I watched the video. They're both douches. Like guy who's filming and Lil Xan who's, you know, brandishing a gun at this guy. And then and being like, look at my car. Look at my car. Like, that means that he knows about whether or not Tupac is any good. So Lil Xan being the rapper, you'd think he'd be the one defending Tupac, but he was slagging him, calling him boring and things like that. And then there's a verbal altercation that ensues. And Xan is flashing his piece. He's holding it. I mean, he's pointing it at the guy and you know, all gangs, this little puke. This guy is so douchey. The other guy wound up suing Xan, but he ignored the complaint. This happened in 2020. So this is an ongoing thing. Lil Xan did not show up, and the judge has just issued a default judgment for the plaintiff. So $28,000 is what this guy's supposedly going to get. Which, and to me, this whole thing is like such a solid argument for gun control. I'm glad that he got at least fined, but I think brandishing over a stupid argument with another idiot about Tupac's mad skills.
It was pretty good.
All rights to carry. Yeah, I agree. I mean, he actually is on the wrong side of that argument.
Yeah.
He should get all rights to carry revoked. One strike and you're out when it comes to guns. Responsible gun owners only, please. Like, Jesus. This guy is... He could have shot a dude over... Both of them are idiots, by the way, if you've listened. I didn't post this. You can find it if you want. Where do you think it was? Yeah, TMZ. So... You can find it if you want to watch it, but it really got me riled up.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I was really pissed about it. He's so douchey, this kid. I don't know how old he is now. He's probably at least in his mid-20s.
You know, Cheetos are one of those foods.
Oh, yes, please. It's Friday after
that
all.
That, like, man, as a snack goes.
Snack food.
They're good for about a minute. And then you really do
You're
start
crazy.
To go.
They're no. so good for the whole time.
You really
They're
do
so
start. I take it back. I really start to go, what am I doing? What even is this thing? What is this?
It is a created, extruded from a mush machine, rolled in powder delight is what it is.
They're delicious. Lil Xan's 28, by the way.
Oh, 28.
You both are on board as saying, I feel perfectly comfortable hammering a bag of Cheetos.
Yes.
Yes. Not a party size bag, but if Cheetos are there and I get the little, you know, the lunch size bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you can't have any of my Cheetos. I'm not eating my Cheetos.
Look at you.
I think they're my favorite, like,
really?
Side for a sandwich is a Cheeto. Yeah.
Oh, no.
A Cheeto.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I can't go that far.
I like them. I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying, though, after a few bites, I start to get that feeling like, wow, as junk food goes, there's not one redeeming, like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
What about cheese puffs? Because, right, they look like little twigs or something, little shillelaghs.
Yes, the cheese is great, and then your hand's orange and your teeth are orange and your tongue's orange, but honestly, after about five of them, I start to go, what am I doing?
It's just cornmeal.
Is Cheetos the ones who make the cheese puffs? Because I like the cheese puffs.
No, well, they make a cheese puff, but there's another. So you have cheese puff and Cheetos. Two different.
Yeah, right.
Two different experiences altogether.
I'm looking at, like, I thought there was like an original cheese puffs, which I actually prefer to the Cheeto sticks, you know, the little twig baton things.
Well, there's the crunchy and the puff.
Okay.
They're both made by Cheetos.
They are both made by Cheetos. I just didn't know if, like, they were the ones, because I feel like the puffs were before the little twigs.
I think the crunchy has just overtaken the puff.
I love cheese puffs.
In markets because there's only so much shelf space and that's what sells.
And the kids are crazy for the spicy Cheetos, the Flamin' Hot.
Yeah, I'm not like, crazy
that,
for that.
That is like in our school
spicy,
in the machine.
I absolutely had those this year.
Oh, the Flamin' Hots?
Yeah.
I don't need the Flamin' Hots. I don't need to just, they give me like acid reflux.
They could send you to the hospital. Look at Lil Xan.
Yeah, he just ate way too many. Oh my God. We went from pitch dark to it's super pretty out there. Like that is such delicate light. Beautiful. All right. That's all out of me. What you got coming up?
I love that you pointed that out though. As you get up and out today, check out the glory.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. I'm getting out there right now to take some pictures.
Look
for no
you.
Reason other than
you're not
just have
post them.
No, I'm not going to post them.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll give them to Maddie. You can post them on the Alice973 page.
I've got mass transit, more reasons to be on Amazon Prime, and more after that.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Boom, boom, ba-doom. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, hang on a second here. I'm in the wrong place. Alice in Wonderland. That's what I wanted to talk about. Tickets for Alice in Wonderland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. They're going fast, so don't miss out. Go to RadioAlice.com and get yourself a pair. And all this week, coming up in half an hour and then again at 9.05, all week, 805, 905, listen for a chance to win a pair of tickets to Alice in Wonderland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison on December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank's foundation has awarded nearly $1 million this year and isn't slowing down. Learn more about the foundation at FremontBank.com. Maddie, he's on the show.
Yes, Maddie, he's on the show. Maddie. Yep.
Here's what's happening. Partly cloudy today, or like a mix. Right now, we've got that here in downtown San Francisco. It's just
so beautiful.
Frothing over the sky and the corner window there.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Just beautiful out. I mean, maybe it's past by now because you know how fleeting these things are. But man, if you could look east. Even west, we're looking out west-facing windows, and it was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the beauty of the earth.
Highs in 75 to 80
Ooh, that sounds
today,
so,
it should be a nice day.
I like it.
On this fine Friday.
I'll take it.
Rams won last night in a game that I really was hoping they would lose. I really wanted the Vikings to just throttle them. Our team, the 49ers, play at home on Sunday Night Football. Dallas at Niners, 5:20 game time this Sunday. Go Niners. Also, the World Series starts tonight. Yanks at Dodgers, 5 p.m. game time. Okay. Here's some stuff.
I'm ready.
This is interesting because we're the Bay Area.
Hi.
We're the Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Tech.
Woo.
Right here.
Amen.
The home of tech.
You are here.
This is so weird. The San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency is going to shell out $212 million to update the technology of its light rail because they currently run on floppy disks.
Really?
The existing floppy disk tech has been around since 1998, but it's been replaced multiple times. Like, we're really behind.
Wow. That's ancient. It's not, but also, yes.
According to a new report, the San Francisco Muni Transportation Agency has agreed, again, $212 million to update the tech so that it doesn't require floppy disks. The current system has required 5-inch floppy disks since 98 when it was installed. The trains use floppy disks for loading software that controls the central servers.
I don't understand why the trains need to have this kind of level of connectivity, but I accept that I don't understand about trains. I mean, is it just like there's something out there that controls whether or not they'll run into each other or something?
And they say the $212 million will eventually lead to an updated train control system, the same thing that's used to power modern transportation in more than 50 countries, including Japan's bullet train.
Oh.
The overhaul will take 10 years and, again, $212 million. And while I do understand that if something's working, it works.
Yeah.
You are also, you have people. Your transportation, like that is mass transit. It's important that it's
up to snuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's a lot of money to spend on updating a computer system. I'm sure, you know, that's the thing about, outlays of money like that. That's not sexy. That's not like a thing that people are going to see and be like, oh, wow, these seats are really plush. Oh, I really enjoy it. It's not going to change a GD thing for the end user. It's a train. They get on it. It takes them where they want to go.
Fixing the homeless problem has been expensive.
What are you talking about? What has that got to do with this? Just stop it. It's not sexy. Like the homeless problem.
I don't know. I'm just saying that, you know, there's a lot of problems. Right. Ways to spend money around here.
Things cost a lot of money, and it just sucks when it's, you know, in the end. If you had never told me this story as a user on, is it BART or what is it? Muni? What is
Muni.
It? And you'd never know that anything had been updated. It'll just continue to run as smoothly and efficiently as it already does.
I'm not a Prime member. But I know someone that is.
You live in a house with a Prime member.
Yeah.
So you're a Prime member.
I don't know.
Okay. You know what? You're not technically a Prime member.
I'm not. Okay. In fact, when I want something and I know there's a discount on it, I have to ask someone to order it. Can you get something for me? Yeah, send me the link. Okay. Amazon Prime now comes with a gas discount.
Oh.
They say here that you can save a little bit per gallon at about 7,000 U.S. gas stations.
Well, that's good.
So while most people pony up for Prime because it gives you free two-day shipping.
Yeah.
And discounts on services like Grubhub and access to films and TV shows and NFL on Prime Video.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can add gas savings to the list.
And you should take advantage of that if you're still using gas cars.
I've noticed just recently, actually, that depending on where I get gas, it can be as much as 50 cents per gallon more. And that has nothing to do with discounts. That's just
what they're charging
in that town versus this town.
Yeah.
So that's
places where there's lines. Oh, my God. It's huge. You're buying 20 gallons. If you're on a budget, 50 cents for each gallon is a lot. And a commute like yours, I'd be going to the cheaper place. Yep. You must buy at least two full tanks a week.
Yep.
How many times do you think you stop pretty much every day for gas?
Well, no, but I would say it's two full tanks. Monday through Friday. And then I switch cars after hours to the van. That's another car I'm driving in order to keep the mileage off my commuter. Mm-hmm. And I'll drive that for school pickups back and forth to, you know, wherever, soccer practices or whatever. Right. And then on the weekend, I exclusively drive that van. So that's another tank of gas that I'm digging into.
Right.
So yeah, any discount's worthwhile. Now what my missus does is I'm going to Costco to get gas. You're going into town. You're going to drive into town to get gas. Well, I'll find some other errands to run while I'm there. But yes, I'm going to Costco to get gas. And it's about the same thing. You're saving about 10, 15 cents per gallon. So Amazon Prime is now offering you about 10 cents per gallon at BP gas stations.
You know, if you saved, let's call that $2 a tank at 10 cents. Let's call it 20 gallons. And you fill up that many times per, I mean, even if you just bought one tank of gas a week, that's still $100 a year. Like that basically it doesn't quite pay for your Prime. But between that and everything else, like that's actually, that adds up.
It's solid savings. And I'll say that, you know, at my house, I do well here and I'm very happy. But I also have a second income. My missus also does very well. We're also not filthy rich. Like it's yes, we have some money coming in, but there's things it's going out. And so,
and
you
can save a couple bucks on every single tank.
Mm-hmm. So now, anyway,
you buy diesel for your car.
Yes.
Is that's less expensive?
It depends.
Oh,
the gas price. That's what I'm saying. Gas prices fluctuate wildly. And right now I found a place that had it for $4.99 a gallon. Mm. So I noticed the four and was like, whoa. By my house, it's $5.50.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. So the easiest place to get it is between 50 and 99 cents more. The other place is almost a buck more. So yeah, I want to save that money. I don't really want to drive around, but in an effort to get it. But if I can see the number that I need, I'll stop and get gas there before I get to wherever I'm going.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Well, it is. And, if you do that all the time, long haul, you're really saving some money.
Back to the story. Amazon Prime now comes with a gas discount. Look it up. I know most of you are Prime members, so this is worthwhile.
And you said it's specifically BP stations.
Yeah, and they
do
have a
list.
Do
we have those around here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't buy gas. I haven't for 10 years, so.
Shame. Or no shame, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. This is one of those stories where you go, did you have any teachers in your high school? I'm not looking for names. I mean, unless you feel the need to.
All right.
You have any teachers in your high school that partied with the kids, hung out with the kids, was around in weird ways?
Yep.
Uh-oh. You did?
Yeah, our drama teacher, she had like students over at her house. And then I found out in college that one of my friends lost his virginity to her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she get in? Did you report that? That's illegal.
No, I gave him a high five.
Oh, God. Boys.
It's like, good for you. She wasn't. Yeah, she was not like super hot, but he was
what
a nerd.
What difference does that make? Oh, you're saying she did him. The favor of. Well, you're a nerd. You'll probably never get laid. I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
good,
man.
Good on her.
I can't say that I understand the drive, but I certainly saw some of that. I remember on our senior trip, I was like, "What is that guy doing with? That seems." It doesn't matter. I've had 20 beers. I'm just going to...
Oh, you did say there was a teacher who was handsy with one or two of the girls.
It wasn't handsy. They were hanging out. There was no question they were...
together on that trip.
Yeah, there's no question.
I've got one better. So my prom date started dating Mr. Eisenhower right after graduation. And he was also a preacher. So he was a teacher and a preacher and...
And she had just turned 18 years old. And graduated.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I've seen some of that as well. And I certainly remember there were parents who were, you know, newly divorced. And dad would buy the keg for us. And we'd be like, Mr. I'm not going to say, Dad,
woo!
You rule. And he's hanging out with the kids.
Mm.
And newly divorced. And I don't know where that went because my partner at the time was beer.
Yeah.
So I was
you had
busy.
Your priorities pretty straight.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you weren't watching who Mr. Dad went off with.
Right. This video shows Scott High School principal holding a beer bong for underage students. So this continues to I remember part of the thing back in the day was there were no cameras. Like in my childhood, I have very little photographic evidence of anything.
Right.
My best aerial... I don't have a picture of that. No. That's skateboarding stuff. I don't have pictures of a ton of stuff.
Think about that. Imagine that, to be able to have those kind of memories to look back on.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
But, show your kids.
But also, I don't have the pictures of me, you know, passed out with writing all over me.
That's so funny. I actually have some pictures like that.
I have some pictures like that.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, I hate Facebook. The memories come up and I'm like, oh, what a mess I was.
Oh, no. I mean, when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, no, but I do have some from when I was a kid. Oh, okay.
Why'd you put them on Facebook then,
with
dum-dum?
Stuff on my face, you know, certain organs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you had a D on your face?
Oh, yeah, right. You know.
Always. Scott High School's principal has been charged after police say they received video of showing him holding a beer bong for two underage students at a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, my God.
A story out of Kentucky.
Oh, Scott, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The Kenton County Police Department said 50 years old.
Anthony old enough to know better.
Procaccino.
Oh.
Was the principal of White Tower
He's
Elementary.
The principal.
At the time of the video. Yeah, he's the principal.
I'm so sorry, Kentucky. This is not showing well for you.
And he can be seen holding up. Now, what's funny is I did play the video and I'm like, oh, he put the kids behind like some kind of screen so that they wouldn't be seen in the video. No, they've just blurred out the kids.
That's what it was.
The video actually does have these kids
fully blurred out
hitting the beer bong that the teacher's holding up. They've been blurred out because they're 16 and 17 years old. Anyway. Somehow this continues modern times that people will do this stuff knowing there's video evidence of what is clearly
Not allowed.
Right. So say goodbye to your...
You make it to 50. You're a principal of a high school and you're holding the beer bong. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I am here to throw my life away, everyone. Everything I knew to this day, out the window. Snap away. Go ahead. Let me smile for the camera. Oh, my God.
I like...
Big butts and a can of lie.
No, that was what I was going to say. I like the idea of being a cool guy.
Okay.
But I don't feed... I'm not buying you beer. Now, I had my problems, so that's part of the reason. But yes. I'm not buying you beer. I'm not encouraging you to drink beer.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not holding your beer bong. Right. Like there is, it's just,
holding on to cool is problematic as you age.
Well,
you're either cool and you're in it and you're fine with that and you're not trying anymore. You're just either a cool guy or you're not. It's these people who are like desperate for coolness who are the ones holding the beer bongs and these, like that. It's the only explanation. There can't be. What else could it possibly be? You big dummy.
Young people cred is what they're after.
But he's the principal. Yeah. Like that is so. Out the window. I feel bad for Kentucky. A story like this, you know, you live in Kentucky. Kentucky's beautiful, by the way. I've driven through Kentucky.
I love Kentucky.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's like, it's exactly what you think when you think Kentucky Derby. It's like rolling green hills and white fences and horses. And also there's some sticks for sure, but I feel bad. There's, I'm sure, very nice people who live there who don't hold beer bongs at age 50 for the students at their school.
You ever do a beer bong?
Sure.
You do a beer bong?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, me too.
I took a lot of pride in my beer bong skills.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Boy, he's really putting the pal in principal. Jason, radio, Burlingame.
Well done, Jason.
There was a teacher in my high school that started to date one of her previous teachers years later. Wait. The student was an adult, barely, but still a lot younger, and there was a lot of talk. Jessica, San Mateo, app.
Imagine me looking at the girl I had a crush on all through high school, dating our teacher. It was gross. I hated it.
It is gross. I literally cannot believe that he didn't get turned in. This must happen so much more than we ever hear about. Because it seems like it's every couple weeks there's some story about some male or female teacher who just gets a wackadoodle attachment to somebody who is way too young and that they absolutely know it's wrong.
I remember in junior high, there was a female teacher.
Junior high.
Junior high.
Like you're maybe 13 at the oldest in junior
high. And she would have the boys come up and rub her shoulders for her. And I always thought that was very like, what?
Did you do it?
No. Please. I was busy trying to get sent home. I'm not doing the last
only,
thing I'm
only
doing
the good
is
boys got to run.
Favors for the teacher. Are you kidding? I'm trying to get out of
There's
here.
There's an A-minus in it for you.
Ah.
Vincent.
No.
But my shoulders are so
not
sore.
Happening. But that was, it's like, you know, she'd do this,
like, come on.
Yeah. And there'd be a kid rubbing on her shoulders, and I'd think it felt inappropriate.
Oh, because it was. You have excellent instincts.
I don't know where that went
to. Your women's intuition is amazing.
Where did that go after that? If there was massaging happening in the front of the room, where did that go after? Yikes.
I got my first kiss from my first grade teacher.
Yeah, that probably doesn't count.
My mom used to drink with her, and they were drunk one night, and, hey, Maddie, come over here. And yeah.
Did you know that?
Got my first kiss.
No, this is a new story. Your first kiss from your...
First grade teacher. She was super hot.
With tongue?
No.
But your mom was like, go ahead and take his kissing virginity.
Drunks. Yeah.
So you were like, I'm into this? Or you went, no, guys, leave me alone.
I hated it when the house was full of drunk people. And when I was a kid, my mom liked to party. And so...
Oh. Yeah,
come out and dance, Maddie. Come out and do this. Come out and do that. I hated it. Like a little monkey boy.
But you did. You got out there and danced.
Yeah. And I was very happy to kiss her. She was very, very pretty. Miss Taylor.
That's just
so your first kiss was a teacher.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude.
So weird.
I had a lot of cred after that.
With whom? The other teachers?
The other first graders.
I thought I had cred. I was in third grade. I kissed Christy Wetzel, who was in sixth grade.
Oh, that's big.
And my friend had told me, here's what you do. And I was like, okay. And so I did.
What did you do?
Well, he was like, you got to put your tongue in her mouth in order for it to be a real kiss. And so I was like, okay. And so he's like, so hang back. She'll hang back. You hang back with her. And as everyone's going back to class, that's when you lay a kiss on her. And I was like, I got this. And I did it. And I got back to class late, but I was like, I just made out with Christy Wetzel. How you doing?
Score.
But now that I look back at that, third grade.
Yeah.
I look at my daughter who's
she's
in
2 years older
think,
than that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was I doing?
And would you want her next year to make out with a third grader?
No.
Right.
No, I would not.
Kids, they're up to all kinds of stuff.
Someone wrote in.
I still think that's better than with a teacher. My God.
Well, of course. We were just kids.
Ugh.
707 says, Vinny, forget Prime. Buy a Tesla and you'll save 100% on gas.
That
I
is
will.
True.
I'm not in the market for a car at the moment.
It doesn't go up all that much.
I'm just trying to figure, like, I'm trying to get what I can out of this car. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I've already got it. Anyway, yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, and your car is like, it has over 200,000 miles on it.
Well,
right?
Over now.
Oh my
yes.
God. It's hanging in there, though. Diesel yeah. Runs forever. Coming up right after this, Alice in Winterland tickets. Plus, we'll run down some new music releases.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.